I've been joined by Deborah Morris, MLA, for one of her regular visits to Monday Lunchbox. Welcome, Deborah. Thanks for coming in again.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So it's good to get our local members in so that they have a chance to talk about what they're up to, and to give people an idea of what's happening, and hopefully invite some contributions from members of the community to that. So let's kick off today. Which topic did you want to start on today, Deborah, the first one?
Well, we've got a lot of hot issues that are bubbling away in Tuggeranong at the moment, and one of them is a proposed telecommunications tower that has been put forward in Fadden. So there's a development application which is currently being assessed, and we're due to hear back from the planning authority very soon on what their decision is. But that development application is for a 25-metre-tall telecommunications tower on the corner of Bugden Avenue and Nicklin Crescent. So this is right next to Fadden Pond.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who's not familiar with this area, just imagine in your own home suburb, the place that you would go to when you take your baby for a walk, when you want to get some fresh air, when you want to be out in the nature, you want to take your kids to the playground and have a play. That's what this piece of land is that they're proposing to put a 25-metre phone tower in.
Because it's not just the tower, is it? There's what goes around the bottom of it is
that's
the problem.
That's right.
Too.
It's the supporting infrastructure as well. So there's concrete slab, there's utility boxes, there's a driveway, gravel for utility vehicles to access to maintain the tower, and then there's the fencing that goes around that supporting infrastructure too. So the site that they have chosen is right next to a tennis court, which is used by the local community. It's right next to a children's playground, and it's right next to the Fadden Pond.
Mm-hmm.
So understandably, when the purple sign went up indicating that this proposal was underway, so many residents in Fadden were very upset, and they contacted my office and other MLA officers as well. And as a result of that contact, I launched a community survey in the Fadden community just to gauge the broader views of residents in the area to see, one, whether they actually need improved mobile reception, two, what they thought about the site that had been proposed, three, whether they would support it being anywhere else in the community.
So is reception an issue there in Fadden? Were people saying that? Because they've got quite high and line of sight to the various towers around the place, haven't they?
That's right. So we had 167 responses to my community survey, and of those, almost 30% of residents said that they do need better mobile coverage. So it very clearly is an issue for a lot of residents. Some residents said that they cannot make any phone calls from their home, which is just, in today's day and age, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
We rely on our phones for just about managing just about every facet of our lives. So,
because that's the problem with the hills. You do end up with black spots. I mean, we have
indeed.
The same issue with our sort of broadcast coverage. That, what should be getting good reception, good coverage, is not because of those black spots. So there's a need for a tower.
There's a need for
the
a tower.
The issue is where it goes.
Absolutely, 100%. So of the people who engaged with my survey, 79% said that they don't support the location that was proposed. But from the respondents as well, more than half of them said they're fine to have it in Fadden, just not at that location. So they supported it at other areas in Fadden.
So where are we up to now with it? That feedback's been fed back into the system, I think.
Yeah, so I presented my survey findings to the ACT Legislative Assembly at the last a parliamentary sitting that we had, and I called on the government to first of all acknowledge the discontent in the community towards this proposal, but also that people do need better phone coverage as well. So it's a tricky dilemma that we're in, trying to find a solution that benefits most people in the community. So I asked them to acknowledge that, and I also asked them to allow the developer to assess alternate locations for the site, because according to the development application that they've lodged, there were other areas that they had tried to look into, but the responsible ACT government directorates who are responsible for that land would not cooperate with them, and so they weren't able to pursue
development. That was in the reserves, I think, wasn't it? Because you've got the Wanniassa Hills Reserve right behind it. Was
yes, that's right.
They wouldn't let it go there.
Yeah. So they. So part of the motion was to say, hey, can you publish the evaluation that informed that decision so that we can have some transparency over that, and then and can we reconsider whether it could progress to a development application. Who knows what that would yield, whether that would be approved by the planning authority or not, but at least to have that conversation so that that there are more than one option available. But whereas as it currently stands, there seems to be only one option on the table, and that's an option that at least 79% of survey respondents to my survey have said they do not support.
So we're waiting on a decision to say you can't put it here, go away and come back again.
Yes. So the development application is still being assessed by the planning authority. They were due to report back on their decision a few weeks ago, but they do have some liberty to extend that deadline, which is what they've done. So we expect that there should be a decision handed down very soon, but it does still present a dilemma regardless of what that outcome is, because if they support the proposal, that's going to make so many residents very rightly upset, because it will spoil one of the most pristine areas of the community. And if they knock back the decision, then there's a lot of residents who are still without that better mobile phone coverage. So we do need to find a better solution and a better site for this tower.
Yeah, so it's a challenge to meet the need in a way that doesn't destroy the aesthetics of the area. As you said, it is one of the most, I mean, Fadden's quite an attractive suburb, and that's one of the most attractive parts of it.
It is.
That doesn't do that, that doesn't have negative environmental impacts in the reserve behind the thing, but still meets the need for better communication.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so one of those tricky problems that will take some time.
It is to do.
We're still waiting on a decision.
That's right.
Before we can move on.
Yes, okay. Sir. We'll certainly watch the space.
Well, that's a live issue, and you may have heard we had Tamas Werner-Gibbings, one of your colleagues, in the other week, and he was also talking about it. So clearly it's front of mind. It's not one of those things that's languishing. And
Tamas, he lives in the community, so he's well acquainted with the area. And I think he would understand that it would be a complete loss to the community if we were to see that area spoiled with a 25-metre tall tower.
Yeah, so we've got, both sides, if you like, coming together to try and tackle a problem in an active way, which is what the Parliament, what the Assembly is there for. So that's really good to see. Now, another thing that's very topical at the moment, and anybody who's on Facebook will be have seen some of these things, the Point Hut Dog Park Exercise Area issue.
Yes. So this is the Point Hut Dog Exercise Area is probably one of Canberra's best kept secrets. So it is a huge area of land that for more than two decades has been used as an off-leash dog area. So Lanyon locals take their dogs down there all the time to exercise, and a lot of the Lanyon locals have found it and built a sense of community around the space as well. So it's not just a good area for dogs to exercise, it's a good area for community building. And they've, over the years, have really maintained that site, and they've put their own time and money into making it a beautiful space. They've built park benches, they've put in water infrastructure there as well. So that is the context.
That is the context. And it is good, particularly if you've got a big dog, but even smaller dogs, it is nice to have somewhere where you can take them for a walk off lead and the dogs get to socialise.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty of space, and it's out in the great outdoors, because it's a much more unpleasant experience than, say, just walking around the suburban streets or, in the other parks or whatever. There's plenty of space there. So that's good.
Yes. These are all wonderful things that the community has been enjoying.
Now, that's threatened because of a new Lanyon dog park.
That's right.
Right. So do you want to talk about
Right. So the ACT government has been constructing the new Lanyon dog park directly adjacent to the Point Hut dog exercise area. The dog park is significantly smaller, so it represents a 90% reduction to what is currently enjoyed by the community at the Point Hot Dog Exercise Area. And for some time, so when I was first elected, I had residents contact me and saying, hey, do you know what's going to happen to the Point Hot Dog Exercise Area when the Lanyon Dog Park opens? So I contacted the minister and put the question to her, and I raised the matter in annual reports hearings as well. So I questioned government officials at that, and I've followed up with more correspondence over the month. So this is something that we've been putting to the government for a very long time, trying to get some clarity about the future of this site. And on Friday, a week ago, the government finally confirmed that when the new Lanyon Dog Park opens, they will close the Point Hot Dog Exercise Area to dogs off-leash. So they'll restrict the access that's currently enjoyed by the community in that area.
And the reason for that is?
Well, they've put forward several reasons, which I would argue don't stand to reason. One of them being that it's not safe for cars to access the area at Point Hut, so the driveway access is not safe. And yet, literally a stone's throw away, they're building a new car park for the Lanyon Dog Park. Another one is the Bicentennial Trail and the conservation values of the area. But the site that the Point Dog Hut Exercise Area is in used to be a dumping ground for building waste in the 90s. And there's a big patch of it, which if anyone's out there, they'll be aware of all the blackberry bushes that has been planted on top of the the building waste. So they have put forward their reasons for doing it.
But so presumably they're looking to regenerate it as sort of native bush, is that the point?
There are some conservation values that they want to put forward, but again, a lot of people are scratching their heads at that because the nature of the site is it's a former a building waste dump site, and the current area that the dogs use doesn't have any access to the river, which is another concern that they'd had, or that it might scare horses in the region as well. So none of these have been issues for more than 20 years that locals have used the area, and it only seems to be an issue now. But when the minister's office notified my office of this decision, I sponsored a petition on behalf of one of the a very active user of this park, James Sizer. So he's the principal petitioner. And in 1 week since his petition has been running, we've had more than 1,000 signatures put their names towards keeping this Point Hot Dog Exercise Area open to dogs off leash. So that is an extraordinary number of respondents that you see signing up to this petition. Usually when a petition goes before the assembly, you might get a few hundred signatures in the space of a few months. We've had more than 1,000 in 1 week. And I think that sends a very strong message to the ACT government that this is a very loved and widely used piece of land by Lanyon locals and their dogs. And they want it protected. They want to keep using it as an off-leash dog site. And I very much hope that we'll get a favourable, positive response from the government in response to that petition.
Yeah, so the key points there seem to be that it's a big area that's been used in this way for a long time and without any significant issue, the issue about traffic access. I'm just trying to think. I think it's double lines coming down the road to the causeway there, so that's probably what they're talking about, people turning right across the double lines.
Yeah, so it's on the corner of Woodcock and Jim Pike Avenue. And so there were concerns about the roads coming off Woodcock onto the pathway to access Point Hart.
So there's that. The fact that what's proposed in its stead is not like for like. I think you mentioned a 90% difference in size. So that's a huge difference for people exercising dogs, particularly big dogs.
Particularly large dogs in a small enclosed space. And one of the values that a lot of the community have for the Point Hart Dog Exercise Area is you can have multiple large dogs in the area at one time because there's so much space. And the dogs can socialise together, but if they don't want to socialise together, their owner can take them for a beautiful walk, just the two of them, without that interaction with other dogs, because the space affords them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot of people who have got an interest in it and are actively pursuing it. So
that's right.
There's more consultation to be had.
There is, and that's something that's really upset the community as well, is the lack of consultation, that they could restrict access to this area, which has been enjoyed by the community for more than two decades. And there hasn't been consultation, and that's despite repeated attempts by the community to get that level of transparency and consultation. So I think there's probably a lot of lessons to be learned by the ACT government on this. And but that said, I'm hopeful, I'm cautiously optimistic that we will get a positive resolution to this. But we'll keep fighting for the future of Point Hut until that comes through.
So it's that intersection of the three C's: the community interest in the area, the conservation values, and the consultation between those two. That's got a little way to go yet.
And I have written to Tara Shane since the decision was made. So she's the responsible minister, and I've invited her to come out to Point Hut Dog Exercise Area to view the space and to bring her dog and to have a chat with members of the community there. And I think that if she were to see it herself, I think that she would understand why it's so loved by the community.
Yeah, well, this is community activism and democracy in action, really. It's people speaking up and talking to each other, and that's should lead to a resolution. Okay, I've got two more things on the list that we flagged: the Togronong ice rink and dump syringes. Now, I know you've got limited time, so do you want to prioritise those two in whichever order suits you?
Oh, look, they're both very important, but I suppose just briefly on both of them. The Togronong ice rink is something that has been promised to the community, again, for a very long time, so more than a decade, and we're still waiting for... a development application hasn't even been lodged yet for this site. So I put questions to the Minister for Sport and Recreation on where the project's up to in the Assembly the last time we sat, because when I had checked the government website, they still said that the project was on track for delivery by 2025 and that it would be completed this year. That's obviously not going to happen. So I asked the minister about that, and she said that that was unfortunate that the website said that, and that they'd need to update the website, and that they are working through issues with the developer to try and get it done. So again, this is something that we're going to have to watch, wait and see, and try and do whatever we can to move things along. But as it currently stands, a development application has not even been lodged yet.
Yeah, that's always the issue, isn't it, when the government's not responsible for doing things, but it's trying to make developers sort of progress things. And
well, I would have hoped that when, we're approaching a decade since this was first promised to the community, I would have thought that the government would have been able to do a lot more than it has by now. I don't think it should take this long, nonetheless, we're gonna do what we can and work with them just to make sure that they do deliver on their community commitment for a new ice rink for Togronong, because a lot of families that I've spoken to would really like to see it come to fruition.
Yeah, because we do need more of those types of facilities down this side of town. There's plenty on the other side of town.
We do, that's right. And you often hear, families travelling to Kayleen or Lynham, north of Canberra, just to access, sporting facilities, which is when you have whatever sporting commitment multiple times a week, that's
it's a
big imposition on your lifestyle. But another issue that that local residents have been raising with me is dumped syringes being spotted at local parks and playgrounds. So that's rightly concerned a lot of families who have young children playing in the area where there are discarded syringes. And I've also heard it from local businesses as well. They're concerned at the number of syringes they're seeing discarded outside their business. Some of them are hotels, hospitality. So I also asked the government about this and potential health risks associated with syringes that have been discarded. And I was quite disappointed in the response that I was given. So the health minister just said that I should Google it, which I was very disappointed considering I was directly raising concerns that had been raised by to me with from families in the community who are concerned at their children playing.
So what have other communities, because this won't just be a problem for Canberra, what have other communities done to try and address this problem? Have you come across that?
Outside of Canberra?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And I know they try and introduce syringe boxes for people to use, but I think the reality is, many people in the locations that they're being discarded are not going to be on the lookout for a syringe waste disposal unit when they're discarding their syringes. So it is putting Access Canberra and a lot of our services under pressure, trying to respond to cleaning up after discarded syringes when it gets reported to them. And from what I've heard from some families, Access Canberra has been quite responsive to that. They're usually quite timely because I assume that's because they recognise the health risks associated with having them, just discarded in playgrounds and parks where children are likely to be accidentally jabbed by them.
Yeah,
so.
I've always found when I've reported things, if I've been out walking my dog and found where there's been illegal dumping, probably of asbestos, which is why it's been dumped there.
Mm.
And you report that to Access Canberra, they're onto that pretty quickly. Anything that's got a safety dimension to it,
yes,
they're onto pretty quickly. Other things, like fixing potholes, not so much, but things that have got a safety issue, they are pretty good. And so at least they're using their limited resources on the highest priority things, just not necessarily everything that's important to all the residents. So. Another one of those.
There's always
problems.
A trade-off, isn't there?
So you can have anything you want. You just can't have everything you want. You can't have it all at once. So, but if the issues aren't raised and kept on the agenda, then they slip away and other things overtake them. Okay, now your time I know is almost up. Are there any final comments you'd like to make, or any more contributions you'd like to invite from the community?
I'll just go back to Point Hut Dog Exercise Area. The petition is still live. It's still running. So if anyone would like to sign the petition, we would welcome that very
and
warmly.
And they can access that.
So they can access that on the ACT Assembly website. So if they go to petitions, and it'll come up in the list of petitions there. Otherwise, they can go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page, and there are lots of posts on those social media sites with the link to the petition there. So that's Deborah Morris, MLA, on Facebook or Instagram.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Deborah. We'll have you in again in a couple of months.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
I've been speaking with Deborah Morris, MLA, one of our representatives for Brindabella in the ACT Assembly.